In a spirit of gratitude and respect, we acknowledge the Wasainets First Nations on whose traditional land we gather. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Shelley Motes, and I am pleased to be a worship associate at First Unitarian. This month, we have been exploring what it means to be a people of mystery. In today's quiet, reflective service, we invite you to go beyond thinking about mystery. We hope you will experience it. To be open to the mystery within and around you, we recommend you turn off your cell phone and other devices. There are no children's programs today, and no story for all ages. Programming will resume again on January 6th. Childminding in the Sunflower Room and Lion Lounge are both available throughout today's service. Please see your order of service for more information. The order of service also includes information about several upcoming events, such as our Christmas Eve service and our Christmas Day potluck. Before we begin today's service, I'd like to offer a special welcome to each and every one of you. If you are a visitor or newcomer, you are most welcome here. Please stop by the visitor's table after the service where Martha, are you here, Martha? There's Martha. Martha will be available to answer any questions you may have about our congregation. At the visitor table, you can also fill out a welcome form on which you can indicate whether you'd like to receive our newsletter or other information about our church. In a moment, I'd like to invite everyone here to turn to your neighbor and introduce yourself. Introverts, fear not. Wait, not yet. Wait. I did. Clearly, we have no introverts in the room because you did not wait for the instructions. that was great. So we hope you will continue to introduce yourself to others after the service. You're all invited to join us for coffee or tea in Lion Hall. Now, please rise as you are willing and able to sing our opening song, Here Together. The words are on the screen and in your order of service.
Come in to this sacred hour. In the midst of life's hustle and bustle, this is a time for calm and centering. If you are delighting in the joys of the season, this is a time to treasure gratitude. If you are hurting or grieving, this is a time to hold that sorrow in gentle, healing care. If you are stressed or tired, this is a time to find peace and rest. What do you need this midwinter season? This is a time to go inward and summon it forth, a time to recenter, reset, recharge. You will note in your order of service that there is a section of chanting, three chants in a row. This service and the section of chanting in particular was inspired by a monthly Tizé-like service that was designed by All Souls Unitarian in Washington, D.C. That's the congregation that Reverend Shauna served before we moved here to Victoria. The folks at All Souls were most generous in sharing their resources with us. Here is what they say about the origin and purpose of the chanting. Quote, "Our worship service mirrors the prayer services in the Tizé interdenominational community in France that was founded over 75 years ago to promote peace and justice through prayer and meditation. Our Vesper service includes practices from a range of spiritual traditions. Using just a few words, the songs we chant together express a basic reality of faith quickly grasped by the mind and heart. As the words are sung over many times, the reality gradually penetrates one's whole being. Meditative singing thus becomes a way of listening to and connecting with the spirit of life." End quote. As we prepare to enter into this morning service of spoken word and song, meditation and chanting, I invite you to relax into your being with a deep spirit replenishing breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let us sing as Aaron, Ben, and Teo kindle the flame of our faith. We've been exploring the theme of mystery all month, mystery and the unknown. My favorite part of Reverend Shauna's sermon last week was when she talked about all those bumpy twists and turns that life can take and how it can make us feel sometimes like life is out to get us. I've totally felt that way, all angry and blaming. But then, as Shauna said, we realize life is not out to get us. That's just the way life is. Rather than get angry at life for being that way, the spiritual task is to figure out how we wish to respond in the face of those twists and turns. In this anthem we are about to hear, listen for the words of the second verse. It asks, "What does the future hold in store? Where has our journey brought us? How can we learn from what's gone before? What has experience taught us?"
Thank you.
As I was growing up in the Presbyterian church of my childhood, I began to question the idea of God as an old white man in the sky looking down over us, controlling everything. I wanted to believe that some sort of something held us all, but a person like God seemed unlikely to me. When I was in grade 11, I learned about the Transcendentalists of the early 1800s. We read about Ralph Waldo Emerson and his idea of the Oversoul, a non-personal God force, a spirit of love and life, if you will, that pervaded all life, that moved through and in and between all living things. Speaking about God in this way was revolutionary for that time. As a high school student, I loved the idea of the nature-based web of life, Oversoul. I wished there was a church that was built on that idea. I did not know until years later that Emerson was a Unitarian. This reading is an excerpt from Emerson's essay, The Oversoul, published in 1841. Let us learn the revelation of all nature and thought, that the highest dwells within us, that the sources of nature are in our own minds. As there is no screen or ceiling between our heads and the infinite heavens, so there is no bar or wall in the soul where we, the effect, cease and God, the cause, begins. There is deep power in which we exist and whose beatitude is accessible to us. Every moment when the individual feels invaded by it is memorable. It comes as insight. It comes as serenity and grandeur. The soul's health consists in the fullness of its reception. Within us is the soul of the whole, the wise silence, the universal beauty to which every part and article is equally related, the eternal one. When it breaks through our intellect, it is genius. When it breathes through our will, it is virtue. When it flows through our affections, it is love. End quote. I invite you to take a moment to ponder your own conception of that which holds and connects us all. Whether you call it the web of life, a God force of some sort, or the great mystery, how do you envision that which holds and connects us all?
Utterance of the Timeless Word, a poem by Reverend Angela Herrera.
You bring yourself before the sacred, before the holy, before what is ultimate and bigger than your lone life.
Bigger than your worries.
Bigger than your money problems.
Bigger than the fight you had with your sister and your aches and pains.
Bigger even than your whole being, yourself, who is part of and trapped within and blessed with a body that does what you want
and doesn't do what you want.
And wants all the wrong things.
And wants all the right things.
You stand at the edge of mystery, at the edge of the deep, with the light streaming at you. And you can't hide anything, not even from yourself, when you stand there like that. And then, what? Maybe you call your pastor and say, "What is this? What am I looking at? What do I do?"
And your pastor comes and stands at the edge with you and looks over. She can't hide anything either, she thinks. Not even the fact that she doesn't know the answer to your question, and she wonders if you can tell. She thinks of all the generations who've come there before you and cast words out into that source of that light, wanting to name it. Somehow, she thinks to herself, the name stayed tethered to the aging world and got old, while the light remains timeless and burns without dimming.
Meanwhile, the armful of worries you brought to the edge of mystery have fluttered to your feet. Unobscured by these, you shine back, light emanating unto light.
You, with your broken heart and your seeking, you are the utterance of the timeless word. The name of the holy is pronounced through your being. Take a moment to turn inward. Breathe in, breathe out, close your eyes if you wish. What is swirling about in your mind? What is stirring in your heart? This season tends to emphasize happiness and joy. But there is often stress or sorrow mixed in as well. Take a moment to consider what has been hard for you lately. Hold those things in your gentle care. Take a moment to consider what might help you walk through the days and weeks ahead? What do you long for? In this dark and fertile time of year, if you could plant a seed in your soul that would grow strong and sure, what would that seed be? Keep holding those seeds in loving care as we move into the next part of our service. Blessed be. In a moment, we will begin a series of chants. The first is from the Kundalini yoga tradition. It is called the Adi Mantra and is typically used to begin the yoga practice. The words are from a language of the Sikh tradition, Om Namo Gurudev Namo. One translation of the phrase is, I call upon divine wisdom. Many contemporary practitioners translate it to mean, I bow to the creative wisdom. I bow to the divine teacher within. They explain that the mantra is used for tuning in to the divine flow and self-knowledge that is within each one of us. There's something about the vibrations of the sounds of the words in our bodies that helps us settle into this state. The second chant is in English and is based upon words from Unitarian Universalist minister Rebecca Parker. Her original text said, there is love holding me. There is love holding you. There is love holding all. I rest in this love. The last chant in our series is a traditional Tzay chant, one that is included in our UU songbook, the teal one. The words are in Latin, Ubi caritas et amor, Ubi caritas Deus ibi est. Where charity and love abound, God is there. The choir will begin each song and sing it over and over. Let the music wash over you and join in as you catch on. Assume whatever posture helps you open up, perhaps lifting your face, closing your eyes, or holding out your hands. Feel free to sit or stand, whatever suits you. Allow the music to sink deeper into your being with each repetition. Stay attuned to that still small voice within. Notice what emerges for you. Images, feelings, intuitions. Immediately after the chanting, you will have the option to light a candle for whatever has emerged. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let's begin.
Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Namo Gurudev.
In the quiet of this sanctuary, we invite you to continue your silent prayers and meditations. However you envision the spirit of life and love, whatever name you give it, this is your time to speak to and commune with the mystery. Listen to that still small voice within. What does it want to say to you at this moment in your life journey? If you feel so moved, you're invited to come forward and light a candle for a gratitude, a sorrow, or a hope, a wish for a loved one, or a light you long to be kindled within your own being. Note that we are only focusing on meditation and candles right now. The offering will come later in the service. A time of meditation and prayer. Life can be hard. Life also offers us gifts, even in the midst of hardship. It is difficult to be grateful on command, but sometimes we can sneak up on gratitude. We begin with the practice of attention, taking in the detail of our surroundings in any given moment, or reflecting on the smaller moments that make up our days. And then we ask ourselves, is there anything here right now? Or is there anything in my life right now that I appreciate? Sometimes we notice little things, a beautiful color, the way light strikes a tree, a bit of music we appreciate, a good library book, a warm cup of tea. Sometimes our thoughts turn to the people that have mattered to us over the years, past and present. From a friendly clerk at the grocery store to a beloved friend. We can create long lists in our minds of people we appreciate. In this final moment of quiet meditation, we invite you to conjure in your mind's eye your own list of gratitudes, small delights, ordinary comforts, people who have touched your life in little ways and large. Some meditative time in which to give thanks. Blessed be.
When we notice that in our lives for which we are grateful, we often find that our hearts expand, we are filled with loving kindness, and we are moved to share with others. Recognizing that we are all interconnected, we share what we have and help where we can. Today, we can support the Bridges for Women Society and the Dandelion Society through our Share the Plate offerings. And we can share our hopes for a more gracious world by singing Filled with Loving Kindness, number 1031 in the Teal Songbook, as the offering is received.
Our benediction is by Reverend Joan Javier Duval. Spirit of life, mother of all, mystery beyond our understanding. Here we are, living, breathing creatures with minds that wonder and hearts that feel awe. We face questions that we know can't be answered and tragedies that we know can't be explained. May we find patience in all that is unanswered and peace in all that will never be explained. Here we are, living, breathing creatures with open minds and tender hearts. May we hold ourselves with gentleness, with all that brings us worry and all that makes our heart break. May the living, breathing creatures that we are feel the breath of life moving in us and through all things, bringing us into greater union with the mysterious universe of which we are a part. Blessed be.
Please stand and join hands or lock elbows as you're willing and able, and join in singing our farewell song here together. Please note that the words to the farewell song are different than the words to the opening song. So the correct words are on the screen and in your order of service.